Bradenton Republican Representative Jim Boyd's bill now combines two formerly separate proposals. One makes changes to the Florida retirement system and essentially incentivizes new employees to go into one of the less popular retirement options, which House Speaker Will Weatherford says could save the state money.
Create $26 billion in savings long term for the pension fund, while at the same time protecting the people who are currently in the pension system. I think it's a great compromise.
That plan, similar to an effort that died in the Senate last year, closes the traditional pension plan to senior management and elected officials, and it changes the pension plan as a retirement default for those who haven't made a selection within 8 months. Instead, it shifts new employees hired after July 1st of next year into the other option known as the 401k-style investment plan. It also extends the amount of time it takes for those in the pension plan to receive their benefits from 8 to 10 years. Under that plan, it affects newly hired public employees. That includes not only state government workers, but also teachers, firefighters, and police officers. The House proposal now includes a separate bill which aims to fix the troubled local government pension system. It essentially restructures how firefighters and police officers who are under that local retirement system, different from the FRS, receive their retirement benefits. But Jim Tully, the Florida Professional Firefighters president, says he can't support the proposal now that it includes the Florida retirement system part, especially since lawmakers really aren't sure about the fiscal feasibility of the changes, since they're using data from last year to advance the measure.
We think there were some comments by the actuary cautioning using those old actuarial numbers and that old report, relying on that moving forward. So for that reason, we're opposed to the FRS component of this.
Others opposed to the measure spoke against merging what they call two very different proposals with the same name, including the AFL-CIO's Rich Templin.
The question was asked, why are we pairing these issues together? And the answer boiled down to, well, this is both about retirement. Well, a Coast Guard cutter and a John boat are both seaworthy vessels, but the comparison ends there.
And Florida Education Association's Linda Russell agrees.
I used to work with a fellow who was in the dog breeding business, and he said you can give a good name to a bad dog, but it's still a bad dog. This bill is still a bad bill. You can add it to a good bill, but it makes them both bad bills.
Continuing the dog reference, Daytona Beach Democratic Representative Dwayne Taylor likened the combined proposal to marrying a pit bull to a chihuahua.
And trying to make them a breed. It's not going to work. You took something that was good, and then you made it bad. And so there was no real reason to do that, because you passed both of them out, one with our support and one without our support.
But Miami Republican Representative Frank Artiles disagrees with that assessment.
I would like to correct the good representative. I've seen the pit bull chihuahua mix in Hialeah, so it does exist.
And the House State Affairs Committee advanced the combined proposed committee bill onto the next phase. Meanwhile, the Senate's version of the local pension overhaul is already heading to the Senate floor. The Senate version of the state pension reform effort by Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson is scheduled to have its last committee hearing Tuesday. A spokeswoman for Simpson says the two measures are not expected to merge in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.